Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show of the Midlands on 103.5 FM and 560 AM WVOC. Michael Nicholson sits down to the microphone now, the co-owner of the Moving Squad. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, I think you changed it up a little bit.
I know. Good morning, good moving. I did it the other way around this time.
You thought you were going to catch me on that one, didn't you?
Hey, you gotta try sometime. It's just after Thanksgiving. It's a great day.
Well, even after all the tryptophan in my system, I can still pick up on subtleties like that. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving, buddy.
Yes, sir. Did. Beautiful time. Glorious time.
Yeah. We were talking before we came on the air here in the break that the real estate market is apparently still booming.
Yes.
You have been as busy in the month of November as you were over the summer.
A little busier.
Really?
Yes, sir. It's a blessed time, but I certainly will say, running, 8 to 10 estimates a day, every day, phone's off the hook.
Now, I got to ask you this. Is this, and listen, folks, from personal experience, I know the kind of job the Moving Squad does. Is this because is this kind of throughout the moving industry right now? It's that way.
Three to four other companies that I communicate with, we all communicate with each other. They're pretty much just as booked as we are.
How about that?
I know the ones in town that do good, reputable business, and if I can't help them, that's who I refer a customer to. So, mm-hmm. We talk with each other and, it's just a lot of people are still in motion. A lot of people, a lot of new construction. I've put a lot of people, in storage, and then they go to a rental house for however long they need to finish their job. But
mm-hmm. How does that work, by the way? I mean, when you put them in storage, is that a daily charge, a per pound charge? How does that work?
It's every 30 days, just based on the size that they need. 10 by 30, 10 by 15, 10 by 20.
Just like if you were in a mini warehouse.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I follow the same exact model that they have set up. It's kind of one of those things, KISS.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah. Somebody's already perfected it. There's no need to mess with a wheel.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, the warehouse you use, is this mm-hmm. your own warehouse, or is this?
This is one that I partner with.
You part? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So you do. This is where you do business.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Every other week you come in here, you got horror stories of people who just get left at the altar when it comes to getting their stuff moved. It's really unbelievable, man.
Yes. I mean, even driving here this morning, I got a call from a real estate agent that the people that were supposed to be moving her customer just flat out didn't show up. Last weekend, I get a call, from a lady that's going to Memphis, and, the company that showed up, or that she had hired to do it, when they showed up, they doubled the price on her immediately before they even walked in the door. And then they delayed their delivery date by a week and a half. And just kind of, hey, well, we're your only choice, so what you gonna do? And just so happened I had a crew available, and she called, and I had a crew over there the next morning and got her taken care of.
Now, is it? These things stick out obviously, but I got to tell you, if I were getting ready to move right now, I don't know about Moving Squad, but here you talking about all this, I'd be a little scared right now. How rampant is this, Michael?
My phone still blows up between 8:30 and 9:30 every morning with people that had hired a company and the company didn't show up, or the people that showed up were not of the sort that they wanted to let in their house. A moving company does handle all of your possessions. You do have to be picky and choosy. You can't just, I'm stuck, I'm just going to deal with it. And that's just a nightmare. It's about to happen. Please protect yourself. Like the one that was going to Memphis last weekend, she was like, I read the reviews. And she goes, oh, I read the reviews on their website. And I'm like, Go look at a third party, go look at the Better Business Bureau, protect yourself.
Well, that was going to be my next question. I mean, I obviously do your research, but yeah. I mean, what, you're getting ready to make this move here, and I mean, you assume that if you call somebody, they come out, they give you a quote or a buy phone or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You just assume something this large, this big of a moment in your life, that they're going to be there when they say they're going to be there and do what they say they're going to do. But what sort of things? What are some red flags if you're a customer trying to hire a mover? And in your initial conversations, are there any red flags that if you hear this or you don't hear that, you should go, maybe I'll move on?
Well, I can take you through a call I had yesterday. Apparently I was the third or fourth person she'd spoken with.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things that I brought up to her, because it was a labor-only job, and some of the things that I told her to pay attention to and make sure that she had, she said that no one else had said those things to her. And
such as?
Labor-only move, the customer is responsible for their padding and their cargo control, you know, the ratchet straps, bungee straps.
So this is industry standard now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, because a labor-only job means my labor and my dollies. Doesn't mean anything else. It's my labor and my dollies. And while something's being handled by my guys, it's all covered. Once the door closes on whatever we're loading, my insurance stops. You know, everything stops from there. But while things are being handled by my guys, you know, everything's covered. But, you know, if I'm doing a labor only for you and you're going, you know, three states away, if your wood isn't padded, you know, your things aren't put in there correctly, you might as well just have thrown it away and not paid them, you know, to drive the truck over, because you're going to have rub marks on it. You're going to have stuff that's broken. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's there's no need in even doing it. So it's a lot of things I talk to. I like to try to, you know, say that I give as much information as I do, you know, advice, you know, when somebody's trying to make their move.
What things in your mind when you're talking to a potential customer, these are the things I want to be sure they know?
Well, one thing is just being ready on move day. That's the biggest thing. And, you know, a lot of times people forget about their lamps. They forget about their artwork. They forget about TVs. As far as having the, you know, correct boxes, having them packed ahead of time. You know, if you're going across town, that's one thing. You know, you can put those items in your back seat. But, you know, if you're going a few states away, you got to have those items packed up and ready to go. Mm-hmm. You know, because you want to, at the end of the day, you want your lowest final invoice that you can have. And the way to get that is being prepared.
And that's because a move is based on the amount of time you put into it.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's an hourly rate.
Yes, sir.
Okay. If I'm talking to a mover,
demeanor is the biggest thing. If somebody answers phones, hey, then that's not a work phone.
Is this Joe's Moving Company?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know, if you hear, you know,
what
stuff
can I
in the
do
background,
you
know, I mean, you know, a professional setting, you know, professional mm-hmm. atmosphere, you know, should be talked to correctly. You know, somebody shouldn't say, well, hey, text me over your addresses. No, you know, I care about you enough as a potential customer that I'm going to stop what I'm doing and I'm going to write down your information. I'm not going to ask you to send it to me. You know, that's a Craigslist thing. That's second rate, you know. And if you really feel that way about your possessions, sell them and go to your new place and buy some new stuff.
Mm. So, you know, again, depending on what point you are in life, this may be something like the last move that we made with you. That was the first move we'd made in almost 20 years. And I had no clue what I should be hearing, what I should be asking. Things like insurance, for example. Is this something in a conversation that you have with a potential client that you're sure to talk about? Should a mover, let me say this to start with, as a someone who's looking to hire a mover, this is a question you should ask.
Insurance.
Yeah.
What is your process? What is your, that you have set up that if there is a claim, what do I do as a customer? You know, any reputable company is going to have a quick answer for that. And is going to have an honest answer for that, and is going to be able to, you know, say, okay, you know, here's my accord form, which is what we call our insurance form. It's called an accord form, and it's something that we can supply quickly, you know, as far as just having that available. And of course, I always
so if you,
remember.
If you get a couple of stammers from the person on the phone, hang up. Is that what you're telling me?
A lot of times, you know, from what I hear, and you know, the news reports you watch when, you know, they've done stings on moving companies. You know, that's when they hang up on you. You know, asking about the ORS, not just taking their word for it when they say they've got one. You know, go to the ORS.sc.gov. Actually, I think it's a dash. Never mind. ORS-SC.gov. Mm-hmm. And just type in movers.
It's the Office of Regulatory Staff.
Yeah. And just type in movers to the search bar, and I'll take you to the PDF that lists all 157 of us that are licensed in the state of South Carolina. And, you know, you can look us up right there. And then, you know, match phone numbers. You know, how many phone numbers are getting called from? You know, are you getting bounced around to different numbers, or is it the same number? You know, that 915 squad, that's a great number.
And how do you know, Michael, you've discussed this before, but if you go online and you just type in moving Columbia, South Carolina, whatever, how do you know if the number that the website you're looking at now, let me get ready to call, is not a mover but a broker?
One of the biggest
red flags there.
Yes. Yes. You want to, I mean, you know, broker, your price is doubled automatically, whatever you do, your price is doubled from there. But if you scroll all the way to the bottom of the page, it has usually the credentials of the company right there at the bottom center of the page. You know, mine says Lexington, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. But just taking those few extra minutes just to, you know, read through, you know, somebody's got a lot of verbiage on a page, take a moment and actually read it. You know, look through there. You know, one of the biggest things, you know, when you see when you do the searches, there's people that pay to be at the top of the search, and they pay to be at the top of the search for a reason.
Got the little boxes of ad right by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, for me personally, you know, I always go past the ad ones. You know, sometimes as a little giggle, I click on it so I can charge that company a little money. But, you know, outside of that, you know, drop down and see the people that show up in the SEO. And what that kind of means is that, you know, that's a 6 month to a year commitment that you have to even get up into those results there.
Sure.
You know, it also shows that, you know, not to get any time into the weeds, but, you know, with Google and the way they do their analytics.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the way the page loads, all of your credentials have to be the same across all your platforms. You know, as far as your addresses, your phone numbers, your certificates. And, you know, if they don't match, then they drop you down in the search results. And so it's just...
So, but it's a reflection on the people doing business. If they don't have their ducks in a row with something like that to get the exposure, then they're probably not going to have the ducks in a row to move your stuff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I get it. Back to the insurance for a minute, in the last couple of minutes we got here, Michael. You mentioned earlier, like, if it's a labor-only move, if your guys have their hands on it, then your insurance covers it. Once it's on the truck, the door's closed, and the customer's on there. That's labor only. What about when you're doing everything? How does this work?
Then while the items are in my possession, they're 100% covered by my insurance.
All right, period.
Period. You know, it doesn't matter road vibration, you know, that amazing pothole in South Carolina that always seems to find you.
Are there potholes around here?
Tell you, that leaf spring suspension, it loves those potholes, man. So... You gotta watch out for them. But, you know, yes, while the item is in my possession, start to finish, it's covered.
And there's a certain minimum you have to carry.
State minimum is 60 cents per pound.
Think about that again for a second. We talk about that a lot, but, I mean, think about it for a second. I don't know. You got a stapler that might weigh not even a pound. It gets busted. Okay, a couple bucks. Hmm. You got some smaller item that weighs a couple of ounces that's worth $5,000. Guess what? You're getting 30 cents.
Yes, that is correct.
If it weighs a half a pound, you're getting 30 cents. So, and that's state law.
And actually, something I'll catch you off guard here, but I know we didn't talk about it earlier, but I would say, you know, people, please protect your stuff, protect your items. You know, when you're looking to rent trucks, things of that nature, I know the U-Haul yard down the street from me got hit for all their catalytic converters. please, you know, lock your stuff down, protect your stuff. If you're getting trucks, put locks on the doors. Don't leave it unlocked. People are getting, there's some people out there getting desperate and they're looking to take advantage of people.
Yeah, I've heard of that. I have. All right. There was something else very meaningful I wanted to ask you, and now I've forgotten what it is. So I guess, as my mom always said, if it was important, you wouldn't have forgotten it. So
happy late Thanksgiving.
And same to you.
Thank you.
Michael Nicholson. It's the Moving Squad. And how do folks reach you guys?
The website, movingsquadscforsouthcarolina.com. As always, 915-SQUAD. That's 915-7782. And as always, ORSPSC 9859.
See you soon, buddy.
Yes, sir.